Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, it's great to be a foodie in Southern Arizona today because it is a beautiful Thursday afternoon here on February 18th. Welcome to another exciting, action-packed edition of On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, and Rodeo Paul is just right around the corner. This is one of my favorite times of the year because people are coming to town and seeing what only Tucson can do, and we do it really, really well. Rodeo is right around the corner, and there's no better place in the country to celebrate the arrival of rodeo and all things great Western fare than to be where we are right now, and that is at Highfalutin Western Grill here as we kick off another beautiful rodeo season. Highfalutin Western Grill, they call it the Rapid Fire Western Grill. We're at 6780 North Oracle Road. That's between Ina and Orange Grove. And this is the place you need to be on your way home from work. Join us for a $3, you heard it right, a $3 margarita here tonight. And then all through the weekend, I just finished my first prickly pear margarita, and oh, what a joy that was. And John Murphy, the proprietor, is going to talk a little bit about how he found his way to my heart through delivering me this wonderful liquid of the gods. But we've got, we're shaking up regular classic margaritas, prickly pear margaritas, mango margaritas, blue agave margaritas, and watermelon margaritas. And those are only $3 from now until the end of the weekend. And let me tell you something about these margaritas. You know, this is not just your sort of, you know, typical 3-ounce, 4-ounce, 60-cup margarita. This is served beautifully with love and intention on the rocks in a jumbo 16-ounce glass. So this is the place you need to be. I'll have a margarita with you if you come and meet me. So the Tucson Rodeo La Fiesta de los Vaqueros is coming to town February 20th through the 28th. Number to call for tickets and more information, of course, is 741-2233, or visit our good friends at TucsonRodeo.com for all the information. The parade is a week from today. There is just so much going on, and it is an absolute delight for me to be joined by my good friend, the proprietor of Highfalutin Western Grill, the man himself. He's sitting right here, John Murphy. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Glad to have you guys here at Highfalutin today.
Wow, the applause is rocking the bar over here. At Highfalutin Grill. Look, when you walk into this place, John Murphy, you feel like you really have come to the best sort of Western experience you can find, because what's the first thing you experience when the door swings open and you walk in? This wonderful mesquite aroma. You didn't miss a beat, John. Tell us about what you've created here in this great setting.
Well, we just wanted to have a great, you know, Tucson atmosphere. You walked in, you felt like you were just out there running an old Western and walked into a Highfalutin experience. I'm like, you know, well, John Wayne would be driving around or hopping around on his horse there and get off the horse and come on into this restaurant.
I thought I did see him yeah. You know, making his way, you know, bellying up to the bar. Well, you know, what I like about the atmosphere here is you've sort of packaged together, you know, what people might expect to see in the sort of this classic, you know, sort of Western atmosphere with things that you might not. So you have some of the best of the old West and the best of the new. We're surrounded by these great televisions in this bar. So you're not sitting around the campfire wondering what's going on. You actually have access to some of the modern aspects of culture. So well done.
Yeah, you want to keep it a little live, a little fun also.
So as we said, we're doing $3 margaritas from now until the end of the weekend. Rodeo, I would imagine, John, is kind of your Super Bowl. I mean, this is when Highfalutin sort of, you know, comes into its own, is it not?
Well, yeah, that's a great time for Tucson. We just want to be involved in it, you know.
Great, and this is, you know, one of the few times my wife will let me wear my boots. So grab your hat and grab your boots and come on over to Highfalutin Western Grill again at 6780 North Oracle. That's on Oracle Road between Ina and Orange Grove, and join John Murphy. He's here. He's absolutely right here, right now. He'll be signing autographs all night, and he's going to be shaking up $3 margaritas. So we're going to be talking to you, John, for the entire second half hour, and I did want to let all of our listeners know that you're going to be offering a really nice gift card to Highfalutin Western Grill for the winner of our trivia question. So we want our listeners to stick around for that. But tease us a little bit about what are the kinds of things that we're actually going to be tasting in the second half hour of this show.
Oh, we're going to try a couple appetizers. We're going to try our baby back ribs. We run specials with that on Wednesday night. So some fried green beans, a cheese crisp that we have that's pretty popular here for us, that we like to call our little own. Right. So
yeah, I understand it's sort of you're renowned for your cheese crisp. I guess it's your best-selling appetizer on the menu, and I don't want to imply that it's a limited menu. I mean, there's some really nice offerings on the menu, but the cheese crisp is really going.
Yeah, it's great, and it's unique. It's something different than you'll find anywhere else.
Right. So tell me a little bit about these ribs, because I've heard that you pride yourself, John Murphy, on having what you think arguably could very well be the best barbecued ribs in Southern Arizona.
Yeah, well, we think so.
That's a bold statement. I love it. As a rib enthusiast, I'm looking forward to my first experience. Well, what do you think makes them so special?
Well, I just think we just do a little something different. We marinate them for 2 days in a marinade that we make and tender them up, and they have a great flavor to them. So
now these baby back ribs,
these are baby back ribs, yeah,
classic. So you decided to go with the classic pork as opposed to the Texas beef. Any sort of reasoning for that? You sort of stick with the
a lot of people eat ribs. It's always kind of messy and stuff. So you want something nice and tender and easy that you feel not so messy and so guilty to eat.
Right.
So.
You're going to be giving away any of your secrets to your sauce, or you'd have to hang me if. Well, there's certainly no public hangings here at Highfalutin Western Grill. Talk to us about Rapid Fire Western Grill. What's that all about, John?
Well, we just want to try to keep it fast. You know, we want you to be able to come in, have a good meal, keep it quick, make it as fast as you want to make it, as possible. So
That's great. Wonderful. Well, we're going to let you go, and you've got your fan club is lining up here at the bar waiting to see you and hear about all of your news. But you're going to be with us for the second half hour of the show. John Murphy, proprietor of Highfalutin, thanks again
for
letting us set up here.
All right.
So we've got a special caller calling in just a couple of minutes, but I also want to remind our listeners that the Arizona Daily Star has issued another food fight. The food fight is for cheesecake, and if you think you know who has the best cheesecake in town, the Arizona Daily Star wants to know about it. So they want you to go on to www.azstarnet.com/dining and let them know who you think has the best cheesecake and why. And On the Menu Live will be a part of the process to announce to all of our listeners exactly who won that reader poll. That's always a lot of fun. We've talked about best guacamole in town. We've talked about the best salad, the best sandwich. I think we covered, who has the best soup. So this is always something that's very, very exciting. And also, let's say hello to our good friends over at Caliente at the Arizona Daily Star. This is the must-read of the week. If you want to know what's going on in the culinary world, if you want to know what's going on with movies and entertainments and bands and those kinds of things, Caliente at the Arizona Daily Star is what you need to be reviewing as you make your plans for the weekend. So I will look forward to Mark back at the studio letting me know when we've got our caller on the line, but... until such time, we also want to congratulate our good friend Joe Scordato, who apparently is returning to the restaurant business. Scordato name, certainly no stranger to the culinary scene here in Tucson. But I understand from the Arizona Daily Star that Joe Scordato is going to be opening up another Giuseppe restaurant, which is going to be up on 6060 North Oracle Road, which he hopes to open in the first week of March in a space that most recently housed the Phillips Italian and American Cuisine. He's talked about spending the last couple of years, really sort of transforming this atmosphere to open Giuseppe, and he's going to be borrowing from his old menus like the wonderful osso buco, which we all loved, and a selection of house-made pasta dishes. The lunch menu will top out at $10, and dinner, as I understand it, is not going to go higher than $15.95. So we're going to wish Joe Scordato all of the luck in the world as he set sail on another exciting restaurant venture.
Hey, Matt, we've got Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's.
Wow. Well, it gives me a great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce the newest member of our family here on the Menu Live. We've talked about her many, many times in her wonderful wine shop and tasting room over on Alvernon. Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's. Welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We're up here live at Highfalutin Western Grill. We're drinking $3 margaritas. And I just had my first prickly pear margarita, and it went down really nice, Yvonne.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
It went down very nice. But speaking of things going down real nice, you've got some fun in store at Catavino's Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And I also want to just remind our listeners, every week here on the Menu Live, every single Thursday at 5:15, Yvonne Fouché is going to be calling in, and she's going to be showcasing her wine of the week. And, I'm waiting with bated breath, Yvonne, Talk to us about what you're pulling out and pulling off the shelf for the wine for this week.
Well, this week, in keeping with our tasting, which is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're doing Australian wines. I have a fun wine. It's called Strong Arm Shiraz. It's imported by the Grateful Palate, and it's produced by Our Wines, which is actually Chris Ringwald, who used to be of the Marquis Phillips winery.
Mm.
And so this is a great little Shiraz that sells for $12.99. It's a fun label. What they do, Grateful Palate has some real fun stuff going on. And this wine, they rotate the label, and the labels are real fun, and it accentuates women. So it's that, and it's called Strong Arms, and it's a great Shiraz. It's 100% Shiraz. It's from the fruit is sourced from McLaren Vale, Riverland, and Barossa. So they've kind of combined a couple different vineyards, and what it is it's got a really nice, sweet, vibrant nose of like. Plums and cherries, and there's a little bit of earth on it. And then when you move to the palate, it's got these beautiful blackberries, raspberries, and a little bit of licorice on it.
Mm.
And then the finish is creamy with some oak on it and with a little bit of smoke. So it has a lot of dimensions to it, and it crosses a lot of barriers as it goes from the nose to the palate. The finish. So it's a real fun wine, and for only $12.99, it's a screaming deal.
Yeah, we want to make sure that our listeners know you did not misunderstand Yvonne Fouché. At this price point, one of the things that initially drew us to Catavinos was because we couldn't believe it, Yvonne. We had to go there, we had to see it to believe it. You have over 300 wines in the store. Nothing in your store is over $15.
That's correct. And we're very picky and selective about what we bring in, because my position is if I'm going to say I've got 300 wines that are great under $15, they really need to be. And this is just another great example.
That sounds lovely. And with this, the tasting notes of this particular Shiraz, complex as it sounds, I'm automatically thinking of some of the sort of the great food pairings that you would conjure up when you're thinking about the Shiraz. What are you liking to pair this particular wine with?
Well, I'm always real big with the Shiraz on barbecue and
atta girl.
And even something that even like a pork roast, it would really come and bring out the flavors and supplement something that would be a little less flavorful than say a barbecue, but any of the red meats, obviously it goes with extremely well. And then just because of the style of wine it is, I have people, we just sit down and drink it.
Nothing wrong with that, Yvonne.
Yep.
So this is an Australian wine tasting that you've got scheduled for tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock over at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Talk a little bit about how you structure this tasting, Yvonne.
How I structure the tasting?
Yeah, in terms of how much it costs and what kind of experience your customers are going to get.
Okay, well, what we do is it's $10 for a flight of six, and it's $8 if you buy a bottle over 10 in the shop. And so what we do is we have six different wines. This week what I'm doing is a beautiful Chardonnay, a Grenache, a Merlot, which is kind of odd coming out of Australia, two Shiraz, and then a Cab Merlot blend. Typically, all the wines coming out of Australia are going to be a little on the bigger side and a little more fruit forward. So these are some big wines that we're doing. You just come in, you sit down. We serve cheese and crackers as palate cleansers. You make yourself at home. You meet the people around you. You drink some wine and have a good time.
And you buy a bottle of wine for purchased over $10, and that tasting goes from $10 to $8.
Correct.
So you're tasting six great wines for $8, and I can't imagine that you're going to get that experience anywhere else. One of the things that I love about this place, Yvonne, is it's sort of not this typical big box, store, big box mentality where you're herded in and herded out. When I walked into Catavinos the first time, I was reminded of some of my favorite wineries in Sonoma and Napa, and just the architecture of the building and the way you've appointed the building. I feel like I'm at home when I'm at your place.
Well, and that's kind of the whole point, is I wanted to have a nice, friendly atmosphere where what we could do is bring people together and have people meet each other and feel comfortable and introduce yourself to your neighbor. So, that people, not only do they get to experience wine, they get to start meeting new people and experiencing wine with them.
Beautiful. Well, Yvonne Fouché, it's a pleasure to have you as a member of our family. She's at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room at 3063 North Alvernon, which is just a little bit south of Fort Lowell. And Yvonne herself will be there to greet you as you come in and enjoy the tasting. And hit us with the name one more time of this wine of the week.
The wine of the week is the Strong Arm Shiraz, produced by Our Wines out of Australia. So Strong Arm Shiraz, and it's just a fun little wine. You can't miss it when you see it.
Strong Arm Shiraz, and you say it was $12.99 a bottle?
$12.99.
My goodness, a bargain at twice the price. Yvonne, always great to talk to you. Have fun this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and drink a margarita on me.
You got it. You can count on me.
Okay.
Wow. Australian Shiraz, as highfalutin proprietor John Murphy is going to be bringing some ribs over here. Wow, that Shiraz sounds like it would be really, really a great pairing with the ribs that I'm about to roll up my sleeves and enjoy. So again, we are broadcasting live from Highfalutin Western Grill, 6780 North Oracle Road between Ina and Orange Grove. Our good friend, Mr. John Murphy, the proprietor, is shaking up $3 margaritas. That's the classic margarita, the prickly pear, the mango margarita, the blue agave margarita, and the watermelon margarita, and these huge, huge jumbo pint-sized margaritas. Again, this is the place you need to be on your way home through the weekend, in and out of rodeo season. This quintessential Tucson experience that you can get really, really only here at Highfalutin Western Grill. We're going to be waiting for our next caller to call in. Mark will interrupt me and let me know when to stop talking. We're going to be talking to our good friends over at the Tucson Originals, an organization near and dear to my heart, who represent some of the finest restaurants across southern Arizona, those local independently owned restaurants that sort of represent in a unique way why Tucson, I believe, is the culinary capital of the southwestern United States. And the members of the Tucson Originals are wonderful establishments. You can go on their website and take a look at all of the member restaurants and click onto their sites and see their menus and specials and find out everything that the Tucson Originals are doing at TucsonOriginals.com is the place to go for everything you need to know about food and drink here in the Old Pueblo. So we're going to be talking, as I understand it, to Mr. Jim Murphy with the Tucson Originals, of course, of King Fisher, who is a culinary icon here in these parts. I don't believe he has called in yet, so we're going to take about a 60-second commercial break. And when we return, we hope to be talking to Jim Murphy from the Tucson Originals. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications here on a pre-rodeo special broadcast here. Who's in the house here at Highfalutin Western Grill? Who's here? Everybody's here. Everybody's got their hats and their boots on, and they've come in for a great culinary experience. We're going to be talking to our good friend John Murphy, the proprietor
here. He's on the line right now, Matt.
Very good. So we're also welcoming back to On the Menu Live, no stranger to our show and to our listeners, Jim Murphy from Tucson Originals. Hey, Murph, what's up?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, you know, I don't think I've spoken with you in the new year. Let me say a belated Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you.
And you know, with the new year always brings new and exciting adventures coming out of the Tucson Originals. And we're always interested in knowing what you have up your sleeve in terms of events and promotions and these kinds of things. What do you have in store for 2010, Murph?
Well, there's a lot going on in the Originals, actually. We have a new dining rewards program. You may have been reading about some in the paper. It's kind of a rehash of the Power Card, but it's been renamed the Tucson Originals Rewards Program.
Right.
And what it is it's a program that offers a return on your dining dollar. For every 150 points or dollars you spend, you receive a $10 gift point reward that you can use at any of the Tucson Originals in town, in addition to, I think it's 12 other markets throughout the U.S. So it's a very unique program in that it's not just the Tucson Original independent restaurants, but it really encompasses the entire U.S. and the whole move to a stronger independent, you know, small business community as far as restaurant dining goes.
Absolutely. So I'm going to make sure I heard you right. So it's for every 150 points you accumulate, and that's measured in dollars, you spend $150 and you get a 10-point or $10 premium that you can use at any Tucson Originals restaurant and any in those other markets as well.
Right, and it's and the one of the unique things in it is it's in a card. It used to be Kingfisher was a member of the Power Card, and what we'd do is we would issue a paper gift certificate for a certain number of points. And then all this information is kept on the card. So there's not the hassle of saying, oh, I left my gift certificate at home. It's very easy. It fits in your wallet.
Very nice.
It's something that you can accumulate your points and then redeem them at the restaurant, you know, you choose. Now, there's a couple of stipulations, like you can't, if you're using your reward points, the point can't be more than 50% of the entire bill.
Sure. Yeah. Understand.
You know, there are little things like that, but for the most part, it's very open.
So it sounds like the greatest passport around to experience some of the best cuisine across Southern Arizona. We only have just about 45 seconds left. How do people get a card for themselves, Jim?
Well, you can get them if you are a Power Card person. You can go to any Tucson Original and get your card changed over, or just keep your Power Card. Or you can go to any Tucson Original restaurant and sign up. And it's just a little sign-up card, and then the process is it, and you get your own little rewards card.
Excellent. You know, we're believe it or not, we're out of time. I've got so many things to talk to you about. I mean, I can't believe the Culinary Festival plans are in place to do that again next fall, and the time is right to start prepping that. So we want to have you back on the show and talk about that. But the rewards card is something that we want everybody to take advantage of. Jim Murphy, thanks for coming on the show and telling us more.
Thank you.
Always great to have you back. All right, folks, stick around after the CNN news break. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. It appears an Austin, Texas man who crashed his plane into a building acted alone. Federal officials say Joseph Stack set fire to his home Thursday morning before slamming the aircraft into a building housing an IRS office. Texas Congressman Michael McCall says two people are unaccounted for.
The only two unaccounted for would be the pilot and the federal employee that the chief mentioned. The unaccounted for federal employee whose family's been notified at this point in time.
An apparent suicide note left online includes a diatribe against the IRS. Toyota President Akio Toyoda has changed his mind. He now says he will testify at congressional hearings into safety problems with some of his company's vehicles. An attorney for four of the eight Americans freed on bail in Haiti says his clients have been exonerated and predicts they will not have to return to Haiti for trial. And former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik has been sentenced to 48 months in prison. for lying to Bush administration officials in 2004. This is CNN Radio.
Geico's been around over 70 years, helping people save hundreds. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realising just how many ways Geico can save people money. Good driver discounts, defensive driver discounts, multi-car discounts, discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in a passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humour. I think that joke's over 70 years old too.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With its unique combination of high resale value and 3-year 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance, the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper is a smart buy. You could say it delivers fiscally prudent, environmentally sensitive, flat-out, full-on, gopher-broke, no-holds-barred, white-knuckle go-kart-handling, motoring excitement starting at $19,500. Or you could just say it's a smart buy. Right now, get 1.9% APR financing on all 2010 models. Learn more at miniusa.com/info.
MSRP includes destination and handling, excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to a beautiful, beautiful Southern Arizona Thursday afternoon. Matt Russell here from Russell Public Communications on the menu live for a special pre-rodeo episode of this great radio show. We are sitting here at Highfalutin Western Grill at 6780 North Oracle Road, which is just between Ina and Orange Grove, and we're enjoying $3 margaritas, classic margaritas, and watermelon margaritas, and prickly pear, and mango, and every kind of flavor you can imagine in these great 16-ounce pint glasses. That's the way a margarita was intended to be served, and I am taking advantage of that with great pride and great confidence. Well, we're sitting here with our good friend, Mr. John Murphy, the proprietor. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. No, you've got quite a fan club here, I see.
That's growing. That's great.
Either that or they're all fans of On the Menu Live, maybe a little of each, but they've come here on their way home from work to kick back with some friends and have a great meal and have some great drinks.
Oh, that's great.
So before we talk about this veritable feast that you have put in front of me, John Murphy, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant and how you got your start here, because you're certainly no stranger to the culinary world here in Southern Arizona. You've been involved in a couple of projects. How did you get your start here in Tucson?
Sherry Garrett's the owner of Baggins and stuff. I got in with them about 15 years ago and helped set up the commissary of Baggins as we grew Baggins up and built the concept for Highfalutin.
Great. Baggins, a tradition, really, in Tucson in the sandwich and salad world.
Yep.
The Unforgettable has always been my absolute favorite. But you've been working in Baggins for years, you know, really getting that concept strong and getting a huge fan base across the country, quite frankly, for what you do at Baggins. But did you wake up one morning and say, you know, I I've always wanted to open a Western rapid fire Western grill. How did the concept for Highfalutin come to be?
Highfalutin came because Baggins, this time we used to call the Nooner years ago. I think it was about
the Nooner. Years ago. Yes, indeed.
So in that we had to change the name. So when they were changing the name or asking, we put it out there to have the name changed, asking people to put in to find out what a name would come up. Highfalutin was one of the names that came up. So really liking that name, we didn't feel it was fit for Baggins. So we hung on to that name later on in the future. And now, you know, that was 16 years later from when we opened this restaurant, coming up on 8 years ago, that we decided to make something out of Highfalutin.
Well, great. Well, the Western Grill, you have really captured, as I said in our first half hour, you've captured, you know, sort of the best of the old West and the best of the new, I think both in sort of ambiance as well as culture, as well as really to the menu offerings. I mean, prickly pear margaritas on a Western Grill really just says Tucson. And when people come to Tucson, this is, you know, when someone says, you know, where do you want to go to eat if I'm visiting Tucson and I really, you know, I'm here for a few days, I'm thinking this has got to be top of the list because it really represents that Tucson culture.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want Highfalutin to be the Tucson Western experience.
Tucson Western experience. And you'd think in a place like Tucson, there would just be hundreds of restaurants like this. But, I mean, I just don't know that there's any around. I mean, this is looking around in what you've done with even the furniture and all the appointments at the bar, even the leather bar stools. I mean, you have not missed a beat.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's what we want. There are a few, you know, Western establishments here in Tucson, and we want to be one of them, you know. So I think we've done a pretty good job, and hope people when they come in here will enjoy it because that's what we want.
So I said that when I walked in for the first time this afternoon, the door swung open, and then I walked. The first thing I experienced was that wonderful mesquite smell. Where does that come from? Where does that mesquite smell come from?
Well, we have in our lobby right there, we burn mesquite incense.
That's what
that smell, that ambiance when you walk in, makes you hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You get hungry for a nice steak right there. That's what it's for.
Save money on the wood and just buy the incense. Now, is there any chance that people can buy that incense?
Oh, yeah. We sell them. We sell them here.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about is that it would be great to sort of recapture that at home, not to take me out of your restaurant. But, I mean, that smell that says, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to eat some great food. I'm going to hang out with some good friends and really enjoy a great evening.
Right. We want you to take them home and enjoy them, and then you'll remember where you got those and come back to Highfalutin.
Right on. So talk to us a little bit about your menu, because when you think of Western fare, you know, you think, okay, well, they're going to have steak, you know, and they're going to have maybe a chicken. But then, you know, absent that, you know, maybe a rib or two, you've got quite a nice menu. Walk us through exactly what you have here at Highfalutin Western Grill.
Well, you know, we don't want it just to be just steak. You know, we wanted to have some salads in there,
right.
Some pastas. We wanted to capture everybody. You know, we want everyone to come here and have a great time, not just you come in here just getting steak and beans. That's not what it's about. That's not what Highfalutin was created. Highfalutin was created to come in here, enjoy Tucson, and its many different cultures. So,
right. And so talk to us about your kitchen, I mean, and sort of your prep area. You're grilling your steaks back there. You're smoking your ribs. I mean, how is that all prepared? You've got... you know, special ovens in the back.
Yeah, I mean, just everything's done. All our steaks are cut by hand.
Beautiful.
Everything's done fresh.
Beautiful.
So everything's every day. You come in, we cut our steaks. We cook down our ribs, and you know, we got them marinating for a couple of days.
Beautiful.
Everything's made fresh every day.
Beautiful. I'm gonna take my first bite of this rib here in just a couple of seconds. The anticipation is killing me, but I do want to talk a little bit about the bar because that's one of the first things you see when you walk in, and it's just this great sort of casual, cozy atmosphere that you've sort of set apart from the actual dining room. Talk to us about the bar and about the lounge here.
Well, when you come in the bar, it's a little small, you know, quiet, a little inviting, little bar. It's kind of, you walk in, it's all hand-built. We had it all hand-built, so it looks great. Just when you walk in, it just gives you that feel, that saloon kind of look, you know, that Western feel.
I think
that you have to have when you walk in, you have to see that little bar.
Yeah.
And it kind of sets the tone of how your, you know, Tucson is. That's what it's all about, old Western. They all had bars in them.
Yep, and with that mesquite smell, the experience is completed. I see you got some Fat Tire on tap over there. You've got some Blue Moon.
Looks
like you got some Blue Moon.
I think we have Land Shark also up there.
Land Shark, yeah, that's coming into its own. That's growing in popularity. And a couple of very busy bartenders here. They're really working back there. Looks like $3 margaritas are the order of the day, John.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing pretty good.
That's right.
That's good. That's great.
So I'm going to we're going to work our way around what you have presented in terms of tastes and samples. Why don't we start over here? Because that's the first thing I tried, and I'm going to go back for thirds.
Okay, great.
If you'll so indulge me.
These are our lightly fried green beans.
Fried green beans.
I know the word fried is kind of makes everyone scared, but they're really light, and they're they're just great. And then, you know, they're green beans. So you dip them a little bit of ranch, you serve them with, and they're really, really good.
Right. So not this, you know, overly fried,
not heavy,
tempura.
No.
There's no batter. Very light, very flaky, very tender. And the taste of the bean is not overpowered by this oily fried taste. And these aren't even greasy. I mean,
no.
I'm picking these up, and it's that you're not leaving any grease residue. So you're putting them in the ranch. And is this sort of your take on sort of Western fries in sort of a healthy way, or what? How did you come up with this concept?
You know, we were just messing around with it at the bar and thought it would be fun. And then once people started trying them, they really loved them. So they're great. I mean, you don't even need the ranch. They're that good. You can either way you want them. So.
Oh, yes, you do. I go right back in for the ranch. Paul, our engineer, is really enjoying these as well. So absolutely wonderful fried green beans at Highfalutin Western Grill. So let's move on to what I understand is your number one selling appetizer on the menu, John.
Right. It's our cheese crisp, and we serve it multiple ways. It's a crispy tortilla that we cover in cheese, green chilies, tomatoes, a little pico in the middle right there. And you can get different chicken or beef added to it.
Right. So, and the first thing that I thought of when I saw this cheese crispy delivered to the table, it doesn't look like, I mean, it, you know, you think cheese crisps, here's a tortilla and some cheese. I mean, this looks like it belongs on the cover of Bon Appetit magazine. I mean, the presentation is unbelievable.
It looks great.
This beautiful deck of pico de gallo in the middle with adorned with a couple of tortilla chips coming out with, it looks like, some fresh scallion for seasoning and for accent. This is a beautiful work of art. I almost don't want to eat it.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you think so.
I guess we should. Okay, well, you know, the big moment has arrived. I've rolled up my sleeves. I've had my prickly pear margarita. I'm going in for the ribs. As I take my first bite, John Murphy, talk to me a little bit about what I'm enjoying.
Well, you're eating a bay back rib that we cook and marinate for 2 days.
Mm.
And then we slow cook them on our charbroiler and baste them really, really well. They should be really nice and tender, fall right off the bone, have a really different flavor than most ribs because they're not done with a red sauce.
Wow. And that's what I saw. This isn't a run down your arm, all over your face, you know, mess. This is, and you say there's no red sauce. So you're not going to give away the secret here.
No.
I mean, this is a house specialty. Why the baby back as opposed to the spare or the Texas beef rib? What's classic about that baby back that you really wanted to?
Well, we've done the beef ribs here before, and they're fun, but I think most people are more familiar with the pork rib, whether it's spare rib or the baby back. Baby backs eat a little bit better. They're a little bit tender. Again, we went back to what I talked earlier in the show about, we wanted something in a rib. Most people go to restaurants. It's not. And ribs are very Western. You can't have a restaurant without ribs. But what we want, they're messy. So a lot of people don't tend to want to eat them. They want to get them on their clothes. You know, they don't want to give them the teeth. So we want to make it easy to eat. And
Born.
I think these are like
mission that. Accomplished. Have you entered these in any competition? You got to do that, Sean. This is fantastic.
Well, we do them all you can eat on Wednesdays.
Wait, run that one by me again.
All you can eat on Wednesday.
All you can eat ribs on Wednesday. Is that during lunch and dinner?
Yeah, all day long.
Wow.
All day long.
And how much is that?
$19.99.
For all you can
eat ribs.
Count me in. Oh, my gosh. And what other food specials do you have going throughout the week?
Tuesdays we run all you can eat tacos. And then that's it really on the food as far as all you can eat.
What kind of tacos
like that.
Are you offering back there?
We do beef or chicken.
Okay. Hard shell, soft shell?
We do them either way. You can do them in a flour, you can do them in a soft corn, or we can crisp them up. They're all fresh shells. We bring them in every day, fresh.
Now, in this sort of Food Network power eating culture that we've seen with the man versus food and the throwdowns and all this, are you getting some professional eaters showing up here for all-you-can-eat taco night and rib night?
You know, we've had a couple people. We had a college kid come in and eat 30 tacos.
No!
Yeah.
30 tacos!
I don't think he would recommend doing that again.
I haven't seen him since. He needs to come back for margarita night to flush all those down. How's the rib night doing?
Oh, rib's always been good here.
So. Great.
Been doing rib night for a while.
And happy hour, you know, as I see right now, I mean, this is we've got quite a few people here. You've obviously done very well in happy hour. Talk to us about your standard, weekly happy hour and your happy hour specials.
Well, Monday to Friday, we do from 3 to 6, we do 350 margaritas, our house margaritas. And then we do $3 pints, which the pints are Fat Tire, Blue Moon, and Land Shark, which is a great deal. And Then we do dollar off all wines, all calls, and we do 350 wells. So, you know, regular vodka or Bacardi and stuff like that.
Great. Again, we're talking to John Murphy of Highfalutin Western Grill, the proprietor here, who is just the consummate host having this party over here at 6780 North Oracle Road between Ina and Orange Grove. And he, even though happy hour specials for margaritas are generally $3.50 tonight and through the weekend only, those margaritas are only $3 in these great classic pint-sized margarita glasses. You will not be sorry you came and joined the party over here. Family atmosphere here, John. I mean, yeah. You would think this is a great place to bring the kids and give them a sense of what the Old West was like.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want it to be an inviting place for everyone to kind of come to.
Right. Do you have a kids menu at all? Or
we do. We do have a kids menu. We do have ribs on the kids menu, all the way down to macaroni and cheese, all the favorites, chicken tenders.
Macaroni and cheese, ribs, chicken tenders. Now, do you have like a pint size, you know, for a little wrangler of the ribs? Or are you giving them a quarter rack, or what are they getting? A couple, three ribs on their kid menu item?
Yeah, they get a quarter rack.
A quarter rack, yeah. Well, this is a great size. I mean, we're enjoying a quarter rack right now. Talk to us about these beans here that are alongside the ribs, because these are fascinating.
Yeah, they're our collard greens. We're all pretty proud of them. So,
talk to us about how these are made. I mean, I don't want to give you any secrets, but there's a symphony of flavors.
Well, we put some bacon in there, some green chilies, and season them up and cook them down, and they have pretty good flavor.
That's great. Tell everybody exactly where you're located, and if people want to find out more about you, you know, a phone number, perhaps hours of operation, and then a website address if you have one.
Okay, website address is highfalutintucson.com. We are 6780 North Oracle, which is on Oracle, in between Orange Grove and Ina. We have a nice big green wagon out front.
Yep, you can't miss it.
Can't miss that. Our hours of operation are Sunday through Thursday are from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10.
Great. Well, this is the place to come. We're only going to be here for about another 10 minutes, but we're going to hang around and keep eating, because how can't you, John Murphy?
Good.
This is it. So the time has come to throw out our trivia question of the week, and John Murphy here at the Highfalutin Western Grill is going to give you a gift certificate to Highfalutin if you think you know the answer to this question.
How many different cheese crisps are there on our menu?
How many different cheese crisps are there on the menu at Highfalutin Western Grill? The number to call is 529-3508. 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to that question, and if you do and you got it right, you're going to be guests of John Murphy at Highfalutin Western Grill. 529-3508. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up
up your Spin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Spin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
Hey guys, there's nothing like a tux to make you look your best for that special occasion. Right now, Hem & Her is offering an extraordinary selection of tuxedos for only $129. Own your tuxedo without the hassle and repeated cost of a rental. Hem & Her is located at 4004 North Stone Avenue, between Prince and Wetmore. Look your best in your very own tux for only $129. Online at hemandhertucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my good friend John Murphy from
Highfalutin.
Highfalutin Western Grill, the great Tucson experience. We are having a blast here. The party is just getting started here at 6780 North Oracle Road between Ina and Orange Grove. $3 margaritas tonight all through the weekend. We've enjoyed some cheese crisps. We've enjoyed some great fried, lightly fried green beans with a beautiful puddle of ranch and these great, wonderful, classic, highfalutin ribs, baby back ribs that just melt in your mouth. I took my knife to them to cut them apart. Didn't even need it, John. They just pulled right apart, which is the sign of a great rib. Anyway, the trivia question is on the table. How many different kinds of cheese crisps are on the menu at Highfalutin? We've got a brave caller who wants to give it a shot. Todd, welcome to On the Menu Live.
I'm a brave call. I think they're small and large. Is there two?
No, there is not two. But, you know, you're close. So if you feel so inclined, you know, feel free to hang up and try again. 529-3508 is the number. He gets two. He's close, but no cigar. We have a caller holding Sue. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, hello, how
Sue.
You doing?
Hey, Sue, where are you calling from?
East side of town.
We have an east side listener. Well, we're waiting for you over here at Highfalutin Western Grill. If you can't make it tonight, you know, we'll expect to see you at some point over the weekend. Have you been here before, Sue?
Yeah, I wish there was something like that on our side of town over here.
Well, I'll talk to John about restaurant number two. He seems to be filling up this one pretty well, I tell you. But anyway, this call is all about you, Sue. How many different kinds of cheese crisps are on the menu at Highfalutin Western Grill?
Well, you said that two was close, and I was thinking maybe three. But in my mind, I was thinking maybe you had this cheese crisp type of thing set up where you could make your own, you know, decide what kind of cheeses you wanted on it and what other kinds of things you wanted on it. So, I don't know. I haven't been to your restaurant.
Well, I will say that it's good news, Sue, because you're our winner this week. You
wow.
are going to be a guest of John Murphy when you come up to here at Highfalutin. Isn't this a have you? When's the last time you won something this cool, Sue?
I can't remember when.
So I don't want you to hang up. I do want you to stick on the line because Mark is going to get your information. We're going to get that gift certificate mailed to you, and then when you come up to Highfalutin to redeem that, I want you to personally introduce yourself to John Murphy. He's probably here most of the time. John,
congratulations, Sue. We're looking
that
forward to seeing
awesome.
You come up here.
Thank you so much. I will
You're
definitely
welcome.
Do that. Definitely.
Thanks again for listening, and congratulations. And hang on, because Mark's going to get your information.
You're welcome. Thanks again.
kinds of cheese crisps, but
yeah,
John, what
right.
What I, you know, and she starts thinking, okay, well, maybe you give people their choice or, you know, different kinds of cheeses. I'm sure our listeners are wondering exactly what the three are. We've been eating them for the last 20 minutes, but I had to keep my mouth shut. I couldn't share. Now we can. What's on the menu on the cheese crisp side?
Well, the three that we have is a regular cheese, and then we offer either beef or our chicken. So those are our typical three. But, I mean, that's great. If someone wanted to come in here and wanted shrimp or something else on it, I'd be glad to make them happy. So.
Well, it really is. You get the sense that it really is all about the customer when you walk in here, and the service is fantastic. Everyone's got a smile on their face. The rodeo is coming to town. It's your time of the year, so this is a lot of fun. Well, we've just got a couple more minutes remaining. I just want to talk a little bit more about the menu. You know, you've got this roasted half chicken. You've got a stuffed chicken. What's that all about? What's going in that stuffed chicken?
That's a cream cheese stuffed with pesto, and then we sear it and cook in a little bit of wine. Then we have a vin blanc sauce that goes over the top of it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Again, that wonderful integration of Old West versus New West. You got some cream cheese and some pesto and a classic Western chicken. Well done. I love that.
Yeah, that half-roasted chicken, we're really proud of. It's a really, really good half-roasted chicken. It kind of is the difference there. We don't do like a barbecue chicken on there, but that half-roasted chicken is our Western spin on that chicken.
That's great. And the salmon, I mean, for the people that are not carnivores, talk to us about the salmon.
Salmon's done on a cedar plank that's actually served to you on a cedar plank. We cook that on the grill and smoke it. With a little bit of pesto and lemon on it, and serve it right with some fresh vegetables.
And that cedar is now, are you cooking that kind of indirect off the heat just to sort of infuse the flavor of that cedar?
No, we put it right on there and get that
and
cedar
toast
going.
That up. There are different schools of thought, and I've been doing it with this sort of indirect way. It just, you know, it takes a long time, but then I've heard about people that just toast it right over the flame, and it really infuses that salmon with that toasty aroma and that taste suggestion of that.
Yeah, there's two ways to cook it, fast or slow.
That's right. And if you're hungry, you don't want to wait for anything. So, we're having a great time. You know, our show is almost over. We have just about two more minutes left. Again, we are at Highfalutin Rapid Fire Western Grill at 6780 North Oracle Road. That's between Ina and Orange Grove. And our good friend John Murphy, the proprietor here, who has shared some of the greatest works of art I've seen in Western Fair with us for the last hour. And you're in for a huge treat if you come tonight. Or pay him a visit now, really, through the weekend, because he's mixing up $3 margaritas, and we want to make sure that you tell him that you heard him on the menu live, and what a party this has been. I mean, the hour goes by so fast.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been great. I really appreciate you guys having us on the show. And
anything else, any final words you want our listeners to know about this great establishment?
Well, guys, I just want you to come in and have some fun and know this is what we want to be as a Tucson Western experience. And come join us down at Highfalutin, have some fun, kick up your heels, have margarita.
Yeah,
and
right on.
Enjoy a good steak.
Right on. Kick up your heels, grab your hat, grab your boots, and two-step on up to the Highfalutin Western Grill. John, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a lot of fun. We want to thank John and our good friend Jim Murphy with the Tucson Originals, who gave us a tease about what he's doing with the rewards program, which is always a huge hit. Our good friend over at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, Yvonne Fouché, who's got great wine tasting. I want to try that Australian Shiraz tonight. She's at 3063 North Alvernon. And just a hats off to really everybody here at Highfalutin who has made this show one of our best, one of our favorites. Want to make sure that everybody knows if you missed any part of this show, the entire show is going to run in its entirety this Saturday at noon when the rodeo kicks off in full order. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Now hear this.
Local talk at its best.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
AM 1330 KJLL. South Tucson.